This is Dairy Radio Now with Bill Baker.
Tom Thibodeau has been a faculty member at Viterbo University in La Crosse, Wisconsin for 35 years and joins us today on our Producer Tuesday, brought to you by the Professional Dairy Producers. And more news, events, and resources about their organization can be found at pdpw.org. Tom, thank you for joining us. You're a lifelong resident of Wisconsin, so you've seen the changes with dairy farming through the years.
Exactly. What we find happening is the small family farms, of course, are disappearing at an alarming rate, and that larger operations are taking their place. We are living in a period of accelerated change. Change that's taking place that outpaces our ability to keep up with it at this point. First, changes in levels of technology. You think about it for just a moment, and many producers now have to have computer programmers who are working with the work that they're doing, how their reports are submitted on computer or online, how tractors are being driven by GPS, robotic milkers, you know, that are becoming more and more prominent as people are moving off the land. Where do you find the people who are going to actually do the work? What we have happening is that global markets are affected more and more. So people in central Wisconsin or where I'm living cannot control their prices because of what's taking place in global markets. And finally, what we're seeing is an accelerated rate of change amongst our climate. Like Thomas Friedman said, Mother Nature pays attention to three laws, biology, chemistry, and physics. And certainly things are changing. We have the last five springs have been the five wettest springs on record. And how has that affected planting? How has that affected groundwater? How has that affected in terms of the growth of our livestock and our crops? So all this change, and yet where is it then we have the support to talk about it? Where is it we have the support to begin to navigate that change? Well, this is the important role of leadership. I remind people that in our country today, less than 1% of the American population serves in the military. Less than 1.5% of our population now lives and works on the farm. 2.5% of us feed and protect us each and every day, and how often do we take their honorable work and service for granted? And so I find it part of my own vocation in life is to go out and to encourage those people who are doing good, hard work on our behalf to continue to do that good, hard work, but to remind them how important and significant their work is each and every day.
We preach to the choir in the dairy industry, but for the consumer, it seems like the dairy news isn't always positive.
What happens, Bill, with this is that our public discussions are overall negative. It doesn't matter if you're in the dairy industry. What if people talk about the healthcare costs? When people talk about the legal systems, we are constantly deconstructing our institutions and our industries and our organizations, and then wondering why we're not well served. What is our role? Is to lift people up, to remind people in terms of what good work they do each and every day, that they're doing it for a higher purpose. When I talk to farmers, I remind them that they are the peacekeepers of the 21st century. When people have enough to eat, they don't go to war. When people have enough to eat, they don't leave their country of origin. We have 250 million people in the world today that are refugees because people are going to look for a place that they can find food for their families. And so you begin to recognize that the dairy farmers across this country are not only feeding the people of the United States, they're feeding the world. And we should all be very grateful for their service. I think we're so disconnected from our food source, we forget about the good hard work that it takes to make sure that that's possible. When I'm here in Wisconsin, I'm reminding people that people are in the barns. When it's 10 below, they're out in the barn. When it's over 100 degrees, so that we can have safe, affordable, good food available to us on a regular basis. But so many people are so distant from their own food source, they've forgotten about the good hard work that their parents and grandparents did just a generation ago. And so one of the things that we see happening, I think that's hopeful, is the farm-to-table movement. People are much more interested in terms of local agriculture, how their food is grown, how it's prepared, how it's served. And then the other thing that we're beginning to recognize, too, is that as American consumers, we throw away 40% of our food before it gets to the table. And so all of a sudden, you begin to recognize that food production and the hard work that people do in order to provide to feed us needs to be honored and valued as much as anything else we do.
Thank you for the comments. That's Tom Thibodeau from La Crosse, Wisconsin, here on our Producer Tuesday, brought to you by the Professional Dairy Producers. More news, events, and resources can be found at pdpw.org. And stay with us for the latest news from the dairy industry. I'm Bill Baker, Dairy Radio Now.